Hundreds of veterans and riders from across the state on everything from Harleys to trikes motored into La Crosse for the honor ride to LZ Lambeau. As of early yesterday evening, nearly 700 vets had registered to ride onto Green Bay, with many more joining along the way from Madison, Milwaukee, and elsewhere. Vietnam vet Gary Olson of Endeavor, Wisconsin, came to make the trip. He served as a crew chief in the 183rd Aviation Company from 1969 to 1970.
I guess I'm hoping to get a little healing.
Olson says he came home after one tour with a hardness in him that never goes away.
You know, there was no meet and greet, no nothing. I got off an airplane and got on another airplane and got on a taxi cab and went home. Just absolutely nothing at all.
Navy veteran Les Hoover of Racine was 21 years old when he came home from Vietnam. His homecoming was much the same.
I flew home, and about an hour before we landed, the stewardess said, if you got civilian clothes, you should change.
Afterward, Hoover says it was like he'd gone into hiding. He didn't talk about his time during the war.
You didn't do anything. Nobody asked you about it. You just kind of held it all in.
Michael Edwards is also a Navy veteran and president of Rolling Thunder Chapter 3 out of Green Bay. Edwards says some veterans are still holding it in, and that's why the ride in the gathering at LZ Lambeau is so important.
Hopefully, these guys will be able to come out and be with their brothers and let it go.
Edwards says those who served in Vietnam fought for each other, and many lost close friends.
It's a brotherhood, and Vietnam vets, when we see each other, we hug each other. Not too many men do that, but being a Vietnam veteran, you do, because you know what that other guy went through when he was in country. And it's an event of this type. Welcome home, even though it's 43 years too late, it's still never too late to say thank you. And we're also remembering the 58,000 names on that wall in Washington, D.C., that we lost, our brothers.
Jan York of New Berlin says she'll probably break into tears when she and her husband arrive with the honor ride at Lambeau Field.
This is the greatest thing that's happened for these veterans, for these people who didn't come home the way people come home nowadays from war. That they're finally being appreciated for what they did and being welcomed home. And it's the first time in 40-some years that my husband's talked about it, that he's been excited to do this, that he's told people he was in Vietnam, that it's a wonderful thing. It's truly wonderful.
Meanwhile, Edwards says the honor ride and homecoming will also serve as a reminder to make sure that what happened to them will happen to no other veteran.
There's a saying that I quote, never again will one generation of veterans abandon another, and we won't. Because today, the Vietnam veteran is the moving force in making sure that our kids today from Afghan and Iraq are welcome home, that they do not go what we went through 40 years ago.
LZ Lambeau begins today. The motorcycle honor ride is scheduled to arrive at 2 this afternoon, and events are scheduled throughout the weekend. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.